Hey, living up the weekend. How you doing?
The Birmingham Metro Tram extension will be finished tomorrow, but it's been going about at a rate of about 32 inches a day. Now, a snail moving at this pace could travel from about the 2 mile distance from Snow Hill Station down Corporation Street to New Street in little more than a day, making it about 1,400 times faster than this particular endeavour. The work has taken about 1,450 days, and the distance is just about 2 miles. Now, we put that into the Living Up the Weekend calculator of destiny, and we've worked out its average speed. And to help us make sense of it and play a little bit of a game, we've got Ashley on the phone. Hello, Ashley.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Ashley, are you ready to help us find out how slow the Birmingham Tram extension has been?
I most certainly am.
Right then. So what we've worked out here on Living Up the Weekend is how exactly slow it is. We've got a couple of speeds for you, and I'm going to ask you the simple question, is this faster than the Birmingham Tram extension? And all I need you to do is say yes or no. Capiche?
I got it.
Okay, so we're going to start off. Is the Birmingham Tram extension faster than a starfish?
I'm going to say no, because I've seen a couple pictures of starfish. They look like they could get about really quick.
Well, a starfish goes about its business when it's moving on its own and not in the force of the current at 0.06 miles an hour, which is faster than the Birmingham Tram extension.
Hey, nice.
So we now need to go slower again. So about a sea anemone, is that faster when it moves on its own than the Birmingham Tram extension?
I get the impression sea anemones aren't massively quick, so I'm going to say the Birmingham extension was faster.
No, the sea anemone moves at 0.04 miles an hour.
Right, so still pretty speedy.
So still pretty speedy, but what about a two-toed sloth? Remember, the Birmingham Tram extension has taken over a year to complete 2 miles. Is the rate of completion of the Birmingham Tram extension faster than a two-toed sloth, do you think?
Well, I did a biology presentation on the two-toed sloth, and the impression I got was that they were very slow. So I want to put my faith in the Birmingham Tram system and say that the extension was faster than the sloth.
Well, I can tell you a two-toed sloth apparently goes at 0.03 miles an hour, which is still faster than the Birmingham Tram extension. So, okay, how about this, Ashley? A dwarf seahorse. This is the animal that sort of moves very slowly, mates for life, and is one of the only, it might even be the only animal in the world that carries its young. Okay, so is the dwarf seahorse faster than the Birmingham Tram extension?
I get the feeling it's a no. That's what I'm guessing, because they're not very small, they're not very big animals, are they?
So do you think it's faster than the Birmingham Tram extension, the dwarf seahorse?
I don't think so, no.
Well, it is. Apparently, dwarf seahorses move at 0.01 miles an hour, which is still faster than the Birmingham Tram extension.
Wow.
Okay, so now we're going to go a little bit, see if we can get to the level of the Birmingham Trams. So the fastest snail ever recorded is called Archie, and this was in 1995. He took on sort of a snail racing course. Do you think the fastest ever recorded snail was quicker in doing what it did than the Birmingham Tram extension?
I'd like to think so, yeah. I'm going to say he's the world's fastest now, he must be.
Yeah, Archie, with an average speed of 0.005 miles an hour, the fastest ever snail, faster than the rate of completion of the Birmingham Tram extension.
Brilliant.
Okay, so we're gonna get slower again. So how about this? A message in a bottle that was thrown into the sea from Plymouth about 100 years ago and then resurfaced 100 years later in Belgium. Was the average distance of that, the average speed of that bottle, the message in the bottle, faster than the rate of completion of the Birmingham Tram extension?
I'm going to say it probably was quicker. Because, you know, the currents and all that, they could probably take it free.
Well, at enough...
100 years is a long distance.
Well, it is. 100 years is a long time. And that distance there, as the crow flies, is about 200 miles or so, okay? But we've worked it out with the Living Up the Weekend calculator of destiny. That was a speed of 0.0006 miles an hour, okay? Which is still faster than the Birmingham Tram Extension.
No way! That is one slow extension.
Okay, so let's get slower again. A yellow banana slug. It's the recorded as the slowest mollusk/invertebrate in the natural kingdom. Okay. Is that faster, do you think, than the Birmingham Tram Extension? What do you think?
I'm probably going to say... I'd like to say that it's faster. It's faster than the extension.
What, the banana slug?
The banana slug, slowest invertebrate, is faster than the Birmingham Extension.
At 0.0005 miles an hour?
Ooh, you're kind of making me doubt myself there. I'll
skip
my guns.
Well, it is indeed faster, the yellow banana slug, the slowest mollusk in the world at 0.0005 miles an hour, slower than the Birmingham Tram Extension. Okay.
Wow.
So actually, we're going to take another step beyond. See how slow we can go right here on Living Up the Weekend. Things that are faster than the Birmingham trams, okay? Things that are faster than the Birmingham Tram Extension. How about an athlete who started a marathon in 1912, but stopped for a drink mid-race? He ended up staying at a party, felt too embarrassed to finish the race, so went home, but then returned to complete the marathon 54 years later. Is his average speed of doing the marathon faster than the Birmingham Tram Extension?
So you're saying 23 miles in 54 years?
26, but yeah.
No, yeah, 26. I'm going to say it's still faster.
It's slower, but only by just. Only by just.
Right.
So this...
Yeah, that is one slow extension.
So this is... So at a mighty 32 inches a day, we have our Birmingham Tram Extension, which measures out roughly at 0.0004 miles an hour. How do you react to that?
That's real slow. Is that because they run into delays? Do we know why it was so slow?
It just took a very long time.